Unions, Kaiser Permanente reach tentative deal after largest ever U.S. healthcare strike. Unions representing some 75,000 Kaiser Permanente employees have reached a tentative deal with the consortium after the largest healthcare strike in U.S. history. The frontline healthcare workers of the coalition of Kaiser Permanente unions are excited to have reached a tentative agreement with Kaiser Permanente, the coalition of Kaiser Permanente unions said in a statement on October 13. We are excited to have reached a tentative agreement with the frontline healthcare workers of the AT union coalition this morning, Kaiser Permanente said. Acting U.S. Labor Secretary Julie Su served as a mediator, the parties said. What they've achieved here in Oakland is great news for frontline workers, for Kaiser, and the patients in their collective care, Ms. Su said in a statement. Details of the deal have not been made public as of yet. The parties said they would provide more details later Friday. The coalition of unions includes the engineers and scientists of California Local 20, the Hawaii Nurses Association, and SEIU Local 49. The unions represent Kaiser Permanente workers in Washington and seven states, including California. Workers went on strike on October 3 shortly after a contract expired. Workers wanted a $25 an hour minimum wage, as well as set increases each year and improved staffing levels. Some workers said they've been doing the work of multiple people. I'm left alone to do the job of not two phlebotomists, but three phlebotomists, and not only does that delay patient care, it compromises patient and employee safety, one told NTD. Kaiser Permanente had said it was disappointed in the strike and that it could lead to longer than usual wait times. The strike lasted 3 days, but the unions were planning another one in November if negotiations didn't result in an agreement. Kaiser Permanente has 39 hospitals and 715 medical offices in the United States, with approximately 64,300 nurses and about 23,200 doctors. It provides health care and coverage to more than 12.4 million people. This is a developing story that will be updated.